الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. دروش يقرأ. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved daughter of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved wife of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the beloved mother of the famous martyr in Islam, Shahid-e Karbala, Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was full of praises for Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. She would say that she had never seen anyone in her life that was more devoted to the truth than Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha would even say that she bore a remarkable resemblance with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not only did Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha look like Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but in her speech, her speaking, her standing, her sitting, her walking, in all of her gestures and mannerisms, she was a twin to the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just an incredible lady. At the same time, Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was brave and courageous. Sheikh Safiur Rahman Mubarak Puri describes Bibi Fatima that she was a little tigress that would shield her father, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at all times. She would want to protect Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the devilish men that were there in Makkah, the likes of Abu Jahl, Utbah and Shaybah. And in the last session of Dars-e Hadith, we did mention what the kuffar did when Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in his salah. But a lady who was extremely brave and unprecedented love for her father, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. During the battle of Uhud, when someone said to her that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had received injury, she became intensely emotional. She came running, and when she saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she started weeping. She could not tolerate even the minute inconvenience given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she started weeping. And in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, it is mentioned that when she saw the blood of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam oozing out from his auspicious body, what she did is that she burnt a straw mat that was there, a portion of the straw mat, and she used the ashes of the straw mat and put it into the wounds, so this would stop and stem the blood flow immediately. And this is mentioned also in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari, Rahmatullah Alayh. A lady who passionately loved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And at the same time, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also loved her dearly. In the Sahih of Imam Bukhari, Rahmatullah Alayh, it is mentioned that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was questioned. And someone said to him, Ya Rasulullah, who in this world is the most beloved to you? Who in this world is the most beloved to you? And Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the most beloved to me in this world is Bibi Fatima, my daughter, the most beloved to me. Subhanallah. And in one narration of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Ali himself is the narrator, he says that in a very carefree conversation with Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I said to him, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who do you like the most? Do you like me the most or do you like your daughter? Hazrat Ali is asking Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, do you like me the most or do you like your daughter? A difficult question when it comes from your son-in-law. When it comes from your son-in-law, it's a difficult question to answer. Maybe the best answer is the answer that was given by Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if ever an opportunity arises that your son-in-law was to question you, Idris, then you have to remember your dar sessions. And Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an Ali, the most beloved to me is my daughter Fatima. The most beloved to me is my daughter Fatima. An answer perhaps that was not expected from Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at that moment. Perhaps Hazrat Ali was saying that he would take my name. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an says, when Allah's Nabi noticed the twinge on my face and my facial expression, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiled and he said, Ali, let me tell you that I love my daughter Bibi Fatima, but I love you the most. Subhanallah. What did he say? Masterpiece diplomacy. Masterpiece diplomacy. He said, I love my daughter, but I love you the most. And this was the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wanting to cheer his son-in-law, wanting to open up that flow of love for all of the companions. He would not want to see anyone disheartened. This was the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He would not want to see anyone disheartened. That is why as parents, sometimes the best answer is when some of the children were to say, and if this question was put forward, that who do you love the most from your children, the best answer would be all of you. Who do you love the most? The best answer would be all of you. The mother and the father love all the children. And so Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sunnah was that he said that of course I love you and I love my daughter Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. When Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha got married to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's wish and desire was that Bibi Fatima should settle and move close to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, close to the masjid. This was the desire of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When this news reached the ears of the companions, immediately, subhanallah, Hazrat Harisa ibn Nu'man radiyallahu ta'ala an, a rich Ansari sahabi, he came running to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I have many properties that are very close to Masjid Nabwi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I make you an offer that you can select any of my properties. All of my properties are at your disposal. Any property you take for your daughter Bibi Fatima would make me the happiest man in the world. Allahu Akbar. And that is a gift to Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. If it is your wish and your desire that after the demise of Bibi Khadijatul Kubra and the daughters of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away at a very young age, and he wanted to be close to Bibi Fatima so that he could visit her regularly every day. So it would be easy for Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam if she was very close to the masjid. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was overjoyed, made dua, and this is the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for Harisa ibn Nu'man, that Allah give him barakah in his life, increase his wealth in this dunya and in the hereafter, in his prosperity. Sahaba Kiram Ajma'in knew that the dua of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was priceless. Nothing can match the dua of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What is this dunya and what is this world as compared to the dua of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? One incident which occurred during the lifetime of Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now she was extremely young. It is said that Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha once was walking and she passed from Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl is the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he saw the young Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha walking past. And when he saw her, what he did is that he gave her a very tight-fisted slap, a hard slap to Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And who was this? Abu Jahl. For no reason whatsoever. And Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was extremely young and she fell. And she said to Abu Jahl, "Why do you slap me?" Of course, this was vengeance. The hatred that the mushrikeen of Makkah had for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that they would take out the anger upon the family members of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions. And she was extremely young. When Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away, she was only 28 years of age. The daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was 28 years of age, and in another narration 29 years of age. Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was an intelligent lady. Abu Jahl slapped her, said no problem. What she did is that she went to Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan was not a Muslim, not at that moment. In fact, a very iconic figure in Makkatul Mukarrama, a very powerful man, much more powerful than even Abu Jahl and his cronies. This man had a lot of children, a lot of wealth. When he would say something, people would lend their ears to him. What he would say would happen. A very influential man of Makkah. And Bibi Fatima came to Abu Sufyan and said to Abu Sufyan, "Abu Sufyan, whilst you're alive, the young daughters of the Quraysh are not safe in this city." And he said, "What has happened?" He said, "Don't you know? Abu Jahl, without any reason, gave me a slap, a young girl. And he slapped me for no reason." Now, Abu Sufyan was the enemy of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam also. If brothers recall that it was the convoy of Abu Sufyan that was intercepted, and he was the man who would finance all the military expedition against the Mujahideen in Madinatul Munawwara. All the finance came from Abu Sufyan. So this man was no hero, or he did not have any kind of sympathy with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, unlike other people in Makkatul Mukarrama, like the direct family members Abu Talib and Abdul Muttalib and the other family members of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But Abu Sufyan had no connection with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But even then, he felt that why was it that a young girl like Bibi Fatima should be bullied by Abu Jahl? And in a way they were all related, she was also a Qurayshi. And so he said to Bibi Fatima, "Come with me." And subhanallah, this one action of Abu Sufyan earned him everything in life. One action. He took Bibi Fatima, a young girl, to Abu Jahl. Now look at the courage of Abu Sufyan. Abu Jahl was a powerful man in Makkah. And he said to Fatima, Fatima, come with me. And Abu Sufyan was there. He says, this Abu Jahl slapped you on the face without a reason, and you have not done anything to him. And she said, nothing. Abu Sufyan said to Abu Jahl, why did you slap her? And Abu Jahl had no answer to that. And did you slap her? Abu Jahl would not lie, and he said yes. He said to Bibi Fatima, I want you to slap Abu Jahl. Allahu Akbar. Now to slap Abu Jahl, it's not going to be easy. The daughter of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so Bibi Fatima was waiting for this opportunity, a brave, courageous lady. Remember, she had seen the past. Abu Jahl, what he did to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the difficulty that they would impose upon the slave companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And she looked at Abu Jahl and gave him one good slap. And Abu Sufyan said to Bibi Fatima, are you satisfied now, young girl? And she said, yes. One slap for one slap. Yes? And she said, yes. Now go. So she managed to avenge and take revenge and to slap Abu Sufyan. She came running to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And she said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, let me tell you what happened. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, my daughter, tell me what happened. My daughter, my princess, tell me what happened. And she explained and she related the entire story. Now, just for that one action of Abu Sufyan, one action of Abu Sufyan, he was also an enemy of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But to show some kind of sympathy to Bibi Fatima, who was the daughter of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the ahsan of Abu Sufyan was such upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he lifted up his hands and he made dua for Abu Sufyan and he said, ya Allah, give iman to Abu Sufyan. Allahu Akbar. And this one action of Abu Sufyan earned him a place in Jannah. Earned him a place. And it was ultimately the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like the dua that he gave to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. The dua that he gave to Abu Sufyan, that during the conquest of Makkah, Abu Sufyan became a Muslim. Not only did he become a Muslim, but a sincere Muslim thereafter, much late in the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in fact, he is also the father-in-law of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in relation to him. And this was all due to the fact that he respected Bibi Fatima and he allowed Bibi Fatima to take revenge and she slapped Abu Jahl, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was pleased with Abu Sufyan and made dua for Abu Sufyan. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Now, something very important for the Ummah to follow is that, of course, we speak about the love that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had for his children and especially for the daughters. We need to understand that the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam for his children was in the right proportion. What was it? In the right proportion. Very important. Despite the fact that he wanted Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha to be close. And there is also wisdom in that. There was a reason for that and we will not go into that. But the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in the right proportion. It was not so much love, excessive love, that would corrupt and spoil the behavior of that child. As some parents today want to spoil their children by pampering them and Allahu Akbar, making a comfortable place for them, giving them whatever they desire. The child is only 7 years of age, 8 years of age, 9 years of age, and mashallah, beta, you want an iPhone? No problem. Beta, you want an iPhone? No problem. Allahu Akbar. And you will find many individuals today that when it comes to lifting up their fingers and pointing at other children in the community, they will speak scandalously about the other Muslim youth that are out there. But when it comes to their own children, they will accept 101 excuses. They will accept that to exonerate the child from any kind of blame. Bhai apna beta. And they will want to compromise, and they will say that no, we understand. And when it comes to their own children, there is full protection given to the child. But when it comes to other children, perhaps it is nature that we see the other children of the ummah with a different eye. And this is very, very wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in His beautiful kalam, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً, that your wealth and your children are a means of test for you in this dunya, an examination for you in this dunya. And so whatever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave to his daughters, it was with moderation. It was in the right proportion. It was in the right manner, not spoiling and corrupting the Islamic behavior and good morals of that child. And so whatever you give your child, at the same time we need to make sure that we are mindful with love. We also have to at times take major steps, drastic steps, and we have to say yes or no to the child, which is important for the nurturing of that child. Very, very important. One beautiful example, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was mindful of his children even after them getting married. Even after the nikah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was mindful of their behavior. A beautiful example that comes to mind, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anha, noticed that Bibi Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha was extremely weak, and the weakness was due to the economical siege upon the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Makkah. And so when they came to Madinatul Munawwara, Bibi Fatima was weak, extremely weak. And so what would happen? She would carry out her domestic chores by herself, fetching water from the well, grinding the wheat to bake bread, and making sure that she would clean the house. Everything was done by herself. And at times, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an says that he would even see bruises on the hands of Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And so what he suggested, he said to Bibi Fatima that why don't you go to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And this was immediately after a battle when a lot of spoils of war came to the Muslimin, a lot of wealth came, and a lot of people were taken as captives, prisoners of war, men and women. And so he said that this is the best opportunity. Why don't you go to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and ask for a female maid who will help you in your domestic chores? And so Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she went to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now one narration is that she went to the house of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not there. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was there. And so she left a message with Bibi Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had passed the message of Bibi Fatima. This was in the night. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to visit Bibi Fatima in the night, and he greeted Bibi Fatima and he said to her, "My daughter, let me tell you one thing, that I want to give you something better than a female servant, than a female maid, something better." And he said to Bibi Fatima that I want you to read Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 33 times. And this is known as the Tasbih-e-Fatimi. Now imagine, my respected brothers, with the love that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he had for Bibi Fatima. What was difficult for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to give her one female maid, one female maid, Allahu Akbar, to serve Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. But look at the discipline maintained by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And she was married, to inculcate in her the love of the hereafter, that it is better for you akhirat than this dunya. Do everything by yourself. Do everything by yourself. And that is why, no offense to the people of Africa, and especially to the women of Africa, Muslim African women cannot settle in Europe. Yeah. Muslim African women cannot settle in Europe. It's an extremely difficult mission. They are so much used to that comfortable life at a very cheap labor that they give to the local Africans there, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and virtually treating them like slaves. And it would have been much better if we would have adopted the life of Sahaba Kiram Ajma'een, that we would have shared Iman with them also. No excuses, no excuses. And I don't want to say, oh, Maulana Sahab, we can't do this. I am also from Africa, born in Zambia and Lusaka. I've had the opportunity to visit Africa many, many times. And so I'm well aware of the situation in Africa. Well aware. But the women of Africa can't stay in Europe. They can't cook. They are totally, completely, their reliance is, of course, upon Allah, but also with the servants that are there in the house. 3-4 maids do that, mopping that, do that, do this, do that. From Fajr to Isha, you know, you'll find people that are there. And this hadith is so important of Bibi Fatima. Fine, alhamdulillah, if Allah has blessed you with wealth, but treat them with honor and respect. Treat them with honor and with good character, that they come close to Islam, that they become Muslims and they become part of your family. And subhanallah, and you will see this beautiful continent, Africa, to change rapidly. Look at the Arabs. Look at where, when the first batch of the companions went to Africa. Subhanallah. The discipline they had maintained, which is so important, my respected brothers and elders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. But Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, an exceptional lady. She is the only individual that at times Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would confide in her with his own private matters, which he did not even share with people like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Completely personal and private, only father and daughter relationship. For an example, of course, no one is given the time of death, but Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had first informed Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha of his departure from this dunya. Abdullah ibn Abbas is the narrator. He says, when Suratul Nasr was revealed, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, immediately he sent for Bibi Fatima, that called Bibi Fatima. And when Bibi Fatima came, he said, oh my beloved daughter, Suratul Nasr has been revealed to me, and I feel that after this surah, it seems that my departure from this dunya is drawing closer, and soon I will leave this dunya. And he said, I can see that people are embracing Islam, and hordes of people are entering the fold of Islam, and very soon your father Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will depart from this dunya. Perhaps the precise information of the departure of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given to Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, and that is why she started to weep. She started to weep. A lady who was extremely close to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In Bidaya wa Nihaya, one beautiful incident has been mentioned. It's with regards to Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, that a lady had sent a plate with pieces of bread and some pieces of roasted meat, some pieces of roasted meat, not a lot, just a few. And what she did is that she put a cloth on top, and she said to someone that I want you to go and call my father, that I will share this food with my father, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and all the time the cloth was on top. And in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she removed the cloth, and subhanallah, lo behold, what does she see? Subhanallah, the entire plate was filled with bread and roasted meat. Everything, a full plate. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Bibi Fatima and started smiling. And Bibi Fatima was shocked to see this. And she looked at Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And out of love, he said to Bibi Fatima, and he says, my daughter, tell me, who sent you so much food? Tell me, who sent you so much food? So much food. What a great scholar she was. Look at the answer she gave. She gave the precise answer which Maryam alayhi salam gave to Zakariya alayhi salam. When Zakariya alayhi salam said to Maryam alayhi salam, where did you get the fruits? Out of season fruits. Anna laki hada. Where did you get this from? Qalat huwa min indillah. And she said, this is from my Allah. Inna Allaha yarzuqu man yasha bighayri hisab. That Allah can open up sustenance for anyone without any limits. And she gave the same answer to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, all praises be to Allah that He has given intelligence to my daughter, and that she has answered me in the most complete manner in accordance to the Quran. That of course this was the mu'jiza of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but this mu'jiza comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she ate, and Hazrat Ali was there, Hazrat Hassan Hussein were there, the family had taken all the food that was there, and thereafter there was still a lot of food left over, and the food was then distributed to the wives of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even then there was food left over, and it is said then it was distributed to all of the people of Medina. This is the mu'jiza of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Incredible lady Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Inshallah we will continue with the other family members of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and his children. And to my understanding, if I can remember, Hazrat Ali had 14 boys and 17 girls. I think so. How many? 14 boys and 17 girls. And I'll confirm that with you inshallah in the next session. I can just vaguely remember. MashaAllah, imagine the companions, huh? Such a big family. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. He had more daughters than boys. And we just know of Hazrat Hassan and Hussein, but we forget of all the other brothers of Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. InshaAllah in the next session. If Allah wills, we will cover that. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا رب العالمين